Tigers and Giants from Bill Green Arena down in Marion. Airtime is 5:55 on News Now Warsaw. Looks like the five that started the game for Matt Moore, Jackson Gould, Carson Gould, Heckman, Martin, and Yeager. Carson across the line. Heckman between the circles, right side Jackson Gould. Jackson back out top, Martin. Ball knocked away from Martin. Loose on the floor on the sideline. Saved in by Casper. Up ahead, Sims. Alley-oop for a layup. What a play by Casper to knock the ball away, keep it in, get it to a teammate, and get it ahead to Sims for the finish.
And a little bit closer to the basket, and that would have been Sims' second dunk.
Yes. He was thinking that way.
Yep.
Carson Gould, near side to Yeager. Yeager dribbles the center circle. Jackson Gould got away from his man in the corner, Heckman, and he got run into. A foul call. Tyler Parrish with the foul, his first. Heckman was not shooting, so it'll be out of bounds on the baseline.
And if you were here for the first half and kind of left at halftime, that was the exact same foul that Carson Gould had to start the game, where pump fake gets him off his feet and he ends up running through a guy.
That should be a good trend. They should follow in up on that. Trey Davis in the game for the Tigers. Heckman between the circles. Down to the elbow. Picks up his dribble, throws it all the way back out to the timeline for Jackson Gould. Gould directing traffic. Tyler Parrish backs up inside the arc against him. Right sideline, Carson Gould. Now he'll dribble up the sidelines all the way out to the center line. Now into the near corner, Trey Davis. Back out to Heckman. Heckman on the drive, lost the ball, whistle, foul called. Furmanek, I think. That'll be his second. Out of bounds to Warsaw. 6:53 left to play third quarter. Chesterton leads by 10. Carson Gould to throw it in. And a whistle and a holding foul called against Chesterton. Who'd they get for that? Owen Guest. That's his second. Out of bounds to Warsaw again. Carson Gould, baseline right. Looking. Bounces into Jackson Gould, about 15 feet out on the baseline. He backs into a double team. Shoots a lefty, couldn't get the roll. Rebound loose on the floor, grabbed by Carson Gould. Into Yeager, backs into Sims, and lays it up, lefty and in. Good hustle by the Tigers to keep that play alive. Warsaw within eight.
And a good strong move by Luke to go backwards and then shoot the basketball.
Ball picked away, stolen by Jackson Gould, crosses over and scores. Parrish got his pocket picked by the Tigers. Number 10 all-time score. Just like that, 30-24. We've seen this before in the last 48 hours. Sims left to the key at the arc. Drives down into Yeager on the block. Falls, fired, half hook is good. What a tender roll by Justin Sims.
And that's just really good defense by Luke Yeager. He stops the drive. He challenges the hook shot, but Justin Sims has put some work in. He is much better than what we saw last year, and he was still pretty good.
Right sideline, Trey Davis. Picks up his dribble. Needs help. Throws it across court to Jackson Gould. Drives the foul line. Spins. Throws to the baseline. Threw it away. Tried to throw it inside. Furmanek was waiting for it. Never had a chance to get to Trey Davis. Chesterton up by eight with the ball. 5:40 left to play third quarter. Guest way out top. Drives the right. Cut off by Davis. Throws it back out for Parrish. Parrish ran over Jackson Gould. The whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called against Jackson. That's his second. Out of bounds to the Trojans.
And that's a tough one, too, because you know which way the dribbler is going. Jackson, really, really good at anticipating that. Hops up the lane, gets his shoulder square, doesn't get the call. And it's a tough one because that could change the momentum of the game, and Warsaw needs that.
Past the wing. Casper up the baseline. Throws it all the way out. Guest for three. No good. Rebound, tipped to the baseline, saved in, Casper. Backdoor cut inside and a layup by Owen Guest. What a play. The three-headed play there by Chesterton. The save, the pass, and the finish.
Yeah, Justin Sims flying out of nowhere to get that save. I'm telling you right now, he is going to play college basketball somewhere and make a college coach very happy.
Yeager out top for Jackson Gould, right sideline Carson Gould. Back to Jackson. Fakes, drives the elbow, falls, fires, hits a 15-footer. Jackson with nine. Warsaw within eight, 34-26. 4:40 left to play third quarter. Sims left side Casper. Now a top for Sims. Left side Furmanek. Furmanek to the top, hands off to Sims. Sims drives into Yeager, got around him, shoots on the run and scores. Sims with 14 points, already six this period. That's back to a 10-point lead.
Then right there, he goes with a strong hand. He goes to the right, and a place where not very many people can use the backboard, he scoops up a hook shot, kisses it off the glass.
Gould off a screen for three, way wide left, no good. Rebound grab by Owen Guest for Chesterton. Guest up the near side, all the way to the far side. Parrish beats Gould, kicks it across. Trey Davis got a hand on it and tips it up into the next to the last row in section D at the east end of the Tiger Den. Yeager out, Bricker in at 3:54 of the third.
The difference between Mishawaka and Chesterton is Mishawaka has a tendency to handle the ball a little bit rougher and turn the ball over. Chesterton very strong with the basketball. It's harder to come back against a team that takes care of the ball like Chesterton does.
Guest lost the handle on the ball. Smartly lets Parrish pick it up. If you would have grabbed it, it would have been double dribble. Out between the circles, Furmanek. Cutting inside, Sims runs into Bricker. Out in the corner, three on the way by Snyder. No good. Tipped, grabbed by Trey Davis for the Tigers. Outlets to Jackson Gould. Warsaw down by 10. Jackson in the corner, Heckman. Heckman drives the free throw line. Double teamed. Out to Carson Gould. Underneath, Trey Davis. Good pass. Oh, it's blocked off the backboard. Now we're going to have goaltending. Goaltending, score the field goal for Trey Davis. I thought that we were going to get away with that.
Yeah, it was a late whistle by Brian Allen, but luckily it's better to be late in that situation than be a little bit too early, but that clearly went off the backboard, and then it was contacted by Sims. And Trey Davis just seems to find himself with good timing underneath the basket, able to make those plays.
I have a theory on that. I'll share it with you in a second. Guest across the timeline, trap, left side, Snyder, drives the foul line, tried to slip it inside, it was kicked out of bounds. I think Trey gets open because he's the fifth guy in the scouting report that you want to guard on offense. Nobody's worried about him until he starts making layups like he did Thursday and like he is today.
Well, and you notice that his guy always comes to help. And so as soon as his guy leaves him to go help, that's when Trey makes that back cut. But his guy's back's turned to him, so he can't see him make that cut.
Sims, left side for Pokorny, who's back in. Now Sims at the top. Hands back for Snyder. Now Guest. Dribbles left wing, picks up his dribble, lobs it back out for Pokorny, right side Snyder, down to the baseline, Furmanek. Backs into Trey Davis, leans into him, got around him and put it in. Trey bumped him with his chest twice, and then the third time, Furmanek wheeled around him to make it a 10-point game again. Trey Davis, right wing. Out top for Carson Gould, now to Heckman. Heckman on the drive. Looking, oh, they left him alone. Shoots a 10-footer, couldn't get it. Sims the rebound for Chesterton. The Tigers have gone cold on offense again and find themselves down by 10. Furmanek, far sidelines, flips it back out to Guest. Owen holding against Jackson Gould. Takes it to center circle and had his pocket picked again. Jackson Gould, left-handed, puts it in. And a whistle and a timeout taken here by the Tigers. 2:08 left to play third quarter. Chesterton 38, Warsaw 30. We're back here in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw.
Yeah.
18 wins this season in Northern Lakes Conference champs. Pretty good. Parrish throws the ball off of Carson Gould's leg. He was trapped at midcourt, out of bounds once again to Chesterton.
Well, and I made a comment earlier in the year that our athletic department is going to have their work cut out for them the next 2 years, getting tickets to both the boys and the girls basketball, because I think we're going to have two very good teams, especially the girls, as young as they are.
Sims wheels around on Heckman, jumps a pass across the lane, tipped away. Oh, bad break. Martin couldn't reel it in. It went down his leg and out of bounds back to Chesterton. The school record for three-pointers was 128. The Lady Tigers this year made 195. Chew on that for a second.
That is wild.
Chew on that. Inside Furmanek gets free, shoots over Carson Gould. He missed it. Rebound to Carson Gould for the Tigers. Carson to the near side, Jackson. Minute and a half to go. Pulls up for a three-pointer. Book it. He's got 9 in the quarter, 14 for the game. It's a 5-point game, 38-33. And Rondé's counting because everybody from Chesterton went down court. Pokorny beats Bricker down the court. In the lane, whips a pass across to Sims. He'll take it up and score, and Bricker fouls. Pardon me a moment. I need to get on Luke. He can't block that guy's shot. He's got to leave him alone.
That needs to be a situation where as soon as Sims catches it and he knows it's the second time this game and he knows where it's at, he's got to take his arm and bring it all the way across both of his arms. If you get him on the floor, great. But certainly you cannot jump with him in order to give him any opportunity to end one. And it's got to be a hard enough foul where he can't do that.
Sims with 17 as the free throw's up and in. 3 out of 4 at the line. 41-33. Now Carson Gould trapped underneath the basket. And the ball goes off of Martin and out of bounds. It belongs to Chesterton. It was 3-on-2 in the backcourt. And Warsaw couldn't get it more than 5 feet off the end line.
And this situation again, Warsaw, one dribble, doesn't gain any space. They pick up their dribble, and then everybody swarms to that guy.
Right corner for Guest. To the baseline, Sims. Sims around Heckman. Puts it up and in, and another foul. Heckman with his third. Sims now with 19 and one. And just like that, it's back to a 10-point game.
Well, and Drew's playing with his hands down right there on defense. He's kind of got his hands down and trying to chest him up, which is great, except for the fact that he pivots so quick that you have to be down in stance and pivoting with him in order to either take a charge or jump up to try to challenge.
Free throw, no good. Rebound grab by Jackson Gould for the Tigers. A minute to play in the third. Near corner, Bricker fakes the three up the baseline underneath Martin, wide open for two. Two guys bid on that fake. Tigers within 8, 45 seconds left in the third. Perry splits a double team, runs right down the lane, ran over Jackson Gould, whistle, offensive foul. Holy mackerel. Jackson Gould got away with another one. Parrish with the foul, his second. Warsaw with the ball and 41.9 left.
We've got a good seat because it almost looked like him and Parrish were trying to wait to see exactly who was going to make the decision first. And when Parrish did, Jackson slid his body over, tried to get his feet down to take that charge.
So Warsaw trying to battle back from 10 down again. Bricker on the handoff right wing against Sims. To Ackerman between the circles. Momentarily double-teamed. Picked it up, needs help, finds Jackson Gould out of the timeline. 22 seconds to go in the quarter. Chesterton has the possession arrow. A hoop gets you to within 6 or maybe 5. Warsaw will spread the floor. Now Jackson Gould starts forward. 9 seconds, 8. Bounces inside. Bricker flips it back. Heckman shoots a three. It's good. Heckman a three in the waning seconds of the third. Warsaw from 11 down back to within 5, and then back to 11, then back to 5 again. It's 43-38 Trojans after 3. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.